This is Curtis.
This is Brian.
And we're the Game Night Guys. Each week we give new life to some classic games and introduce you to new ones. But you'll have to wait your turn.
And this week's game is Drive Time Tonopah Scrabble.
Tonopah Scrabble? What's that?
It's a twist on an old familiar game of Scrabble with little special rules just for us.
Plus, we have a guest, which you'll meet in a minute. Okay, well, I'm not really Curtis.
And I'm not really Brian.
I'm the Fay Driver, and you're listening to the Pink Wheelnuts Podcast.
And I'm Brenda Boo from Hello Again, It's Brenda Boo.
And we have a special guest with us today here on the Game Night, guys. It's Musing Mark from Musings of a Tech Writer.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, we're all in the same room. We're not on Skype.
We're not on Skype. Thank God.
Yes.
I hate Skype.
So Brenda is here visiting from Iowa.
Wow.
Still, really ought to give Iowa a try.
You should remember where I fucking live.
And you've come all that way carrying this special game, and it's a Scrabble board that you've converted.
Mm-hmm. What I did is I used the search engine known as Google. And I Googled myself, and I Googled you, and I found some images. And I printed up these various things associated with our podcast. So for Faye's, I have a flaccid penis, a guy's butt. No, wait, I don't have those things.
See, logos on there.
Yeah, it's our logos, and then some pictures of the Manuel and Pride 48 bus and the logo of Pride 48. And then I just tweaked the game with some special rules.
Right, so there's a few tiles on the playing board that have changed a little bit. Let's describe them briefly.
Well, they're all on the double word score, and you can always lay your tiles down, but if you want the double word score on some of these, you have to take it up a notch.
Right.
And some of them are very good. Some are freebies, so like one of them is called a made-up word. So you can just, if you can lay down your tile, all of them, and kind of pronounce it. You have to be able to pronounce it and give us some kind of definition. Mm-hmm. You can get the double word on that. Mm. But then we'll tell you more about those when we get to them, when somebody lands on them, right?
Sure. But let's just name them out here quickly. One is called double word divulge. There's double word proper name, double word alternate definition, and double word Pride 48. We've already spoken about double word, made up word, and proper name. Yeah, I think that's it. And then we have some very special words that apply to everything. You don't need to be on a particular tile for these other bonus points. What are those, Brenda?
So you can combine these two. So one word could have multiple applications, or you can get lots of points. So like the first one is if it sounds like a dirty word, like you can get an extra 10 points. If it's a vacation related word, something that's happened during my vacation or sounds vacation related, you get an extra 20 points. Number three is based on a bone I have to pick about words with friends. So there's all these weird words like QIS and XI and that are accepted as Scrabble words. But if you're hard-pressed, just put it in a sentence. Most people don't know what the hell it is. So you can still play these words all you want. Go crazy. But if somebody challenges you to use that weird word in a sentence and you can't do it, then the person who challenges you also gets the points. Uh-huh. And you tell them about the last one.
Right. The final extra point rule is any U letters used in a Canadian word. For instance, if you spell labor with a U, you lose 5 points.
You can lose 5 points. Yeah, you're free to use that extra Canadian U and go crazy with it, but you will lose 5 points. Now, keep in mind the U is only worth 4 points anyway. So it's just a little thing to discourage you from trying to cheat.
Just a minor little discriminatory thing against the Canadians.
Mm-hmm. It's very U.S.-centric. Okay.
We should also explain that we are challenge. We are allowing challenges.
Mm-hmm. We have the dictionary here. When you hear this sound,
that means a challenge has been initiated.
Yes.
And the way we're playing is, if you challenge the word and you are incorrect, you lose a turn. And if you are the person being challenged and your word is not a real word, then you lose your turn and you take your point, your word off the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does anybody have any questions so far?
Nope. We've already pulled our tiles and determined who goes first. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Fay over here cheated already and gets to go first.
All right. Well, let's kick this pig. All right. So my first word on the board is dome. D-O-M-E. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 2, 14 points.
Duly noted in the Justin Bieber notebook.
Oh, am I up?
You're up. Did you want to tell everybody where you got this Justin Bieber notebook?
Yes, Brenda knows that I have a thing for Justin Bieber. And so she always buys me something that has some sort of Justin Bieber connotation to it. I've already got the Justin Bieber duct tape. And she gave me a notepad, notebook, foolscap.
What was that word you said?
Foolscap.
What's that mean?
A foolscap is like legal writing paper.
Oh. Is there a U in that word?
No.
Canadian style?
No.
Seems like it could.
Anyway, the book has Justin Bieber's face on it.
And his chest.
And he's beautiful.
He's a dreamy. Mark is laying down his tiles.
I'm making a roof.
Is it on fire?
The roof is on fire.
The roof.
I have...
Yeah.
Double, so that's 2...
You don't. Now, as a novice to the Scrabble game, you whatever there's a tile down, you get the face value, but you don't get if there's a double point value or whatever's underneath it. It's only when you first lie down your tile that person gets the double or whatever.
Oh.
So that even if there was, you know, 100 times underneath that O, you do not get it.
What about under the R?
Yeah, of course, because you put that down.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3...
Then that
4,
one's a double.
5, 9.
Starting out strong with a 9. Now it's my turn. And I'm taking advantage of this beautiful S I have in my hand. And I made domes. And I made slough. Which is really nothing to do with slaw. So I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 from domes. And then I get 9, 10, because I get to add the S again, right? Triple letter, 13, and 4 is 17.
Oh.
And
kicking
we,
our asses.
Can you feel the burn?
I will make the word faked. F-A-K. E-D.
I don't think that's a word.
2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13
faked.
Points.
Then
do you want to challenge me?
Faked is a word. Faked his own. Yeah, it's a word. Never mind.
Darn it. We're getting close to that alternate definition, double word space, alternate definition. Brenda, do you want to explain what that is?
That means you take a real word like cabana.
Mm-hmm.
You put the word cabana down, but then you just have to make up a definition. You only have a minute to do it. that's what the... Should we take that down to 30 seconds?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you only have 30 seconds to come up with a definition. So that's the challenge, you know?
Okay. So it could be a made-up word, basically.
No, it has to be a real word, and you have to come up with a made-up definition.
We should be clear that if you don't come up with a definition, you still get points for your real word, but just you don't get the double word. You don't get it doubled.
Is that like Fresh Air with Terry Gross? What you got for points? You have a double letter on a one.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Two.
Air.
Two, three, four.
Look at my four little points.
13, bring it in. Strong third, nothing to be ashamed of there.
Third. 3 out of 3.
So I am going to use this alternate definition thing, and I'm going to make the word da, which I believe is short for dad, isn't it? Or did we determine that wasn't a word yesterday?
I refuse to answer that question.
I think it is a word. D-A?
I think I remembered that it wasn't. Psychs me out too easily.
Brenda is trying to lay her tiles on the double word alternate definition. So she's laid down W-A-S-T-E, waste, with an associated word, D-A.
Da.
What is your definition of waste? You have 30 seconds.
Waste. Waste is the product that sloughs off your skin when you take a shower and you use any kind of exfoliating cream.
Waste. That's the current definition. That is the definition of waste. Try again. You have 15 seconds.
Waste. This particular spelling, this German origin, but this is waste is the body of water that pools up along a river that keeps many an urchin alive. Waste water.
I will accept that.
That was good.
So I get double for this one, right?
Oh, you're going to have to give an alternate definition for da, D-A, too.
Oh.
You have 30 seconds. D-A, what is the alternate definition?
Da. Da is the slang form of, da is the slimy stuff you get around your mouth after you brush your teeth.
All right, that's acceptable.
So that's
six points.
And then four. Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Times two.
16 and six. Which is 22, right?
Yes.
So when other players are playing, I'm supposed to be thinking of what I'm going to do next, right?
You don't have to, because it could change. That's what he always does. I always wait, because I don't want to get my hopes up and then have him slam his dirty letters in my spot. Uh-oh. Now, Faye is putting down the word...
Cunt. No?
Blunt.
4, 6, 10, 11, 12, 13 points.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait. 40. I almost gave you an extra 10 points. We should not forget about our little extras, yeah. Over here. Those are easy to forget. What you playing there, Mark? Oh, triple.
I have a triple word score here.
Play? What does that mean? What are you trying to get away from?
As in, go play with yourself.
That sounds like a dirty word.
It does. Triple letter, No, double letter. Double letter. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times 3.
No. No. Oh, no, no. That's a triple word score. So 6, 7, 8, 12.
I think that's what I just...
Oh, sorry.
No, no. Let me do it right here. Now that's 6, 7, 8.
Sorry. The way you said it, I thought you said triple times 4 is 12. 12 plus
8. I want Faye to do it correctly.
And it sounds like a dirty word.
So oh, does yeah. Blunt, so, though. What is 3 times 12?
36.
Plus 10 is 46. Anything else? Nope. Oh, my. Look at you. 59. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to take it up a notch. I don't have any good openings here. Unless I do this. Blunter, which comes under the category of... Also, I can make this into a proper name.
So you've landed on the double word proper name tile. Can you please explain what that means?
It's either a real name or proper name of a country or person or whatever. Or if you can explain how this could be considered a proper name. So blunter is a word. My knife is blunter than it used to be.
With one T?
Yes.
Okay.
And feel free to, if you want to just casually look that up and not make it a challenge, you can. But blunter is a German deviation. What? Origin? Blunter? Like Gunter? Blunter, my child's name, Blunter. I think that could be considered
no, proper name. I'm sorry, but I have to challenge you that Blunter is a common name. It is not. I say bullshit.
Well, I think it sounds dirty.
It sounds like a common, like the husband's name was Hunter and her name was
Blanche. Yeah. Makes sense in today's world.
And blunter only does have one T. So.
I knew that.
So yours are Mark, I must ask you, are you supporting her in this hopeless excuse for a common name?
I mean, anything could be a common name.
All right.
Then. Well, this is an uncommon name.
Just as proper name.
Oh, what's proper name?
Like
last name.
Country, name, you know, like the name of a country or a store, Menards, Walmart.
It's a person, like it's like a noun, a person, place, or thing. It's a proper name.
I've never heard of it, but.
Can you imagine somebody would name their child this?
Blunter?
It's like Hunter.
No,
I don't.
You don't get the double points. So. You can write blunter, but forget
it. Well, blunter's a word. You're not doing blunter's me. Blunter's a word. You're not doing me any goddamn favor.
I'm not challenging blunter. I'm challenging that it's a proper name.
It's not a name.
I think it sounds kind of dirty. I backed her into the corner and I blunt her.
It's not dirty. It's not a proper name. You can get your... Whatever you got there. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's funny.
12
though.
Points.
You gotta admit, I backed her in the corner and I blunt her. Don't you think that's funny?
Well,
12 points.
It means I fucked her. I mean, only, you know, it's like when you say new liquor, I hardly knew her. Haven't you seen this? No. Alright, you're gaslighting me again. How many points did I get for that?
12.
Excellent. 51, 59 for Mark, 40 for Faye.
The dictionary.
You can't look up words.
Oh, okay.
Can I
know no word to start with J.
Can I get some ideas from the Scrabble dictionary?
Damn it.
Okay, I have a good word. It is going on to one of the tiles of the, you know, double word Pride 48. And the word is shag, which is related to the pink carpet, shag carpet. So that makes 10. Definitely sounds dirty. Shag. So.
Oh, Mark should have gotten dirty word for hole, too.
Oh.
Too late.
That's too bad.
You have to claim it when you do it.
Yeah.
So I get double word and an extra 10 points.
So just so we're clear, the tile you landed on was a double word, Pride 48, and it has to be, the word you put there has to be related in some way to Pride 48. And you're saying the pink carpet is a shag carpet. Mm-hmm. Good enough. We'll accept that.
So I get 2, 3, 7, 8, 16, plus 10, 26.
So 8 points. It's a double word because it's Pride 48. That makes 16, and then 10 points for the dirty word, 26.
And now I'm tied with Mark.
I'm putting the word veto-er.
What?
That's how he rolls.
How about voter? That would be. I don't think veto or. I think that's a word. Veto-er.
Do you want to challenge me?
It'd be worth it. You only lose a turn. Double letter.
How many points are we talking?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, 10, 11, 12, 13. Vetoer.
Ed is a word.
What is it? Use it in a sentence. Did we tell about that rule?
It can't be short. It can't be short for education.
Use it in a sentence. It's a challenge. If you fail, the challenger gets equal points.
Hand me that book.
Wait, I need to know if Mark is going to challenge me on Vetoer first.
I know that vetoed is a word.
Of course, yes. She was known to be a heavy vetoer.
You think it's a word?
I don't know, I'm just thinking what a possible sentence.
Who was the vetoer of the bill?
Who vetoed the bill?
Who vetoed the bill? Yes, I challenge you.
Ah!
What's that sound? The sound of a challenge.
Just to remind everybody, in our game, if you challenge and you are correct, the challenged person loses a point. If the challenger is incorrect, the challenger loses their turn.
Well, we have the word veto. Honey.
Oh, it's in there.
Oh. V-E-T-O-E-R.
No, O-E-D. Oh, we talk O-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, my challenge is...
What is it?
It's one that vetoes.
Oh, lo and behold, what do you know?
I wasn't sure. Use it in a sentence.
What, Ed?
Ed.
So you now your challenge... Okay, just so we're clear, Mark has lost his turn... Now I'm being challenged on the word ed,
mm-hmm.
ed, which was an offshoot from me creating vetoer. All right, so what she's challenged me to use it in a sentence. If I fail, the challenger gets my points.
No, I also get your points. You always, you're going to get those points, but right. Then I also get them if you okay. fail.
Ed, ed,
mm-hmm.
in a sentence.
Yes. 30 seconds.
Ed dropped his Ed in the sewer drain.
Can't be a name.
Well, I'm just counting that. That part doesn't right. That's all right. Wrong.
Dropped his Ed.
What's an Ed?
It's a education.
So you can use it?
Yeah, there's a lot of these tiny words that they'll allow it.
Oh, that, I didn't know you could use acronyms like that.
Short for education. But you didn't use it properly. So whatever you get, I get. Now, do I get veto or do I just get Ed?
I don't know. I think you just get Ed.
I'll agree to that.
Okay. So what did I get?
I get 3.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 3, 13 points.
You had to work hard for those points.
I'll say.
60, 67, oh, 70 for me.
And it's your turn, because Mark gets skipped.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, you had to take the for that because I wasn't sure.
Vitor.
What?
Okay. Brenda has just laid down the word Zeigt. Z-I-E-G-T.
Oh, Brenda.
Which she's fallen on the tile double word proper name. So
I have never heard of anyone named
What is your justification for this?
I don't know that it's a proper name, but isn't Zeit a word? Like Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist is a word, but Zeit is not a word.
It's maybe a German word. It's not an English
Zeit.
Word.
Zeit! You get into the Zeit.
Zeitgeist is a German word, so it would follow that Zeit could be a German word, but...
I retract.
All right, then.
I didn't lose my turn. I just retract.
While you're thinking up a new word... I'll just reiterate to people, we have these tiles on our special Drive Time Tanopa Scrabble game where we have the proper name tile where the word you put down can be a proper name if it's a proper name. We have the double word alternate definition, which means you must put down a real word and provide an alternate definition for that word, a definition you make up.
We're
having a eureka moment.
I'm going to use this made-up word tile.
Eggins.
Beggins.
That's a made-up word, all right.
Beggins is something
There's
a dog...
There's no N. I don't see an N anywhere.
Beggins.
Oh, Beggins. Beggins is...
this is very ghetto.
It's very ghetto.
Yeah, Beggins.
Yo, I've been Beggins for some 4 weeks.
Beggins for change.
There's no N in your word. It doesn't say Beggins. The word has been laid as B-E-G-G-I-Z. Beggins.
Beggins.
Which means the people that stand outside and beg for change, they're Beggins. That's gangster from Beggins.
Vancouver's full of Beggins.
Okay, that's fine. I'll accept that. But I challenge you to use ba in a sentence.
Or egg.
Or eg.
These have to be official challenges.
I am challenging you officially.
Ba is, okay. The sheep went ba.
That's two A's, isn't
it? Okay.
We're challenging her on the word ba. And possibly on the word EG, different word. You have 30 seconds to use the word BA in a sentence.
I'm a beacon.
I'll be back. Bye. Soon.
As soon as I get back from my bacon.
You have 10 seconds.
I'm going to go back to it. Ba, ba, back. Sheep said ba.
Okay.
I don't.
No. You fail that challenge. I get your 4 points.
Well, I can just take that off and it's Eggins.
No, it says word. You can use... It is a real word.
Ba is a word?
Ba is a word.
Oh, you just get...
I'm challenging you to use
it. So you
in
get
sentence.
The 4 points. Okay.
Right. The eternal soul in Egyptian mythology.
Oh, ba.
Are you challenging her on the EG?
No.
EG, isn't that like, for example, like...
Yeah.
I went to the store to get some supplies, e.g. tampons, maxi pads, diapers.
We got you.
Wet wipes. And Beggins definitely sounds dirty, because she'd be Beggins for some sex. Beggies? No, I'll skip all that. Why are you even going to try?
I think you're on thin ice.
I think so, too. So
all right, so what's your points?
So this is double, right? Double word. Ooh, double letter. That's for the Z.
That's 20 points right there.
20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 29 times 2. Let's get out the pen and paper for that. That's 38. And then 6. And then 3. So that's 9 more points. 38 plus 9 is 47 points for Bridge.
Plus I get 4 for Ba.
Yep.
And I would just like it to be known that EG is not a word, but...
Oh, because you scammed me out of so many words yesterday.
All right. I'm laying across the double word proper name, but this is not a name. It's just a noun. Yurt. Y-U-R-T. 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 points.
Yurt. That's not a name.
It doesn't have to be a name. You can lay...
You just don't get the double points.
Oh, okay.
Is yurt a word?
Isn't that one of those huts in Mongolia? Yes.
What is it?
4, 5, 6, 7 points. Nothing like the 85 points that you got for making a made-up bogus word, quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Quionia. Quionia.
Quionia. Well, you just gotta... That's what... Part of Scrabble is not about the word. It's about how you manipulate the rules to benefit you.
Typical lawyer talk.
When you have access to the board and you can just glue on new rules.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to...
You got a Pride 48 opportunity here.
So I'm going to... It's Pride 48, which was in the desert, and jinns live in the desert.
What's a jinn?
A genie.
J-I-N. Jinn. So 8.
Okay.
9, 10 times 2, 20 points.
Okay. So we have some other opportunities open. We have alternate definition open. We have... Divulge open. Let's see, what can we do with this? Okay. Here's a word. I'm going to put it in the alternate definition section. Two, which is a word.
Fart,
which is also a word.
To fart.
To fart. The alternate definition is...
This is the alternate definition for fart.
Yes.
You... Because you'd have to make an alternate definition for two, T-O, as well.
Okay, I'm up for that.
Okay, you have 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, fart. Fart is the term they used during Civil War times when they were in the fort and everything was gassy. And they said, this isn't a fart, fort, it's a fart.
That's the lamest ever. Okay, carry on. You have 30 seconds. For the alternate definition of two, T-O.
Two. Two is the abbreviation for the toonie, which is a legal currency in Canada. Some people just like to say, can you loan me a two? It's short for toonie.
Or Toronto.
All right.
Brenda seems to be playing her own game.
There's nothing stopping you guys from getting on these squares and making up the same bullshit that I am.
Now that they're all gone.
But they'll come back. So two. So I get 4, 5, 6, 7 times 2, 14. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 15, 16.
No, 17, 18.
2, 33.
And what are the scores right now?
You have 98 and Mark has 129.
And you have
233.
Thank you.
So the only fancy tiles that are left are the divulge tiles, which people could use. They're both open.
So explain again what the divulge means.
You have to tell a secret.
What did you spell there, Mark?
I spelled vexing, and I am a triple word score.
You could, I think you should get a vacation point for that, because Mr. Fay has been quite vexing this vacation.
Doesn't really sound dirty. So, 4, 5,
let the
13.
Sorry, go ahead.
14, 15. So, I get 45 points.
Let the record show that Mr. Fay Driver snuck in a word earlier. Status. Well, there's just status. Doesn't have anything. There must be like Greek or something.
Yeah, quo. What she's pointing out is I snuck down the word quo, Q-U-O.
45.
As in status quo, and it's actually not really a word.
I thought as much. Look, you're catching up with me with your normal playing practices.
With my real words.
With your real words.
This is the last tile.
Oh.
All right, we're down to no more tiles.
You know, really intelligent people have a high kink factor.
Yeah.
What are you calling me stupid?
Calling me stupid? Did you catch that?
That was on Lotsel.
I think I may have. I heard this. It does sound familiar.
I just thought it was funny how Brenda can take anything and turn it into an insult.
It's a skill. Triple word, cold. Nothing fancy. Actual word. Double letter on T. So 2, 3, 4. And 3 is 7. So 14. Whoops, you can't have my points though.
You can give them to me.
No, you can't have them.
Sorry, what was your points for that?
14.
I think okay. It's 27.
Oh, triple.
27.
Oh, yeah, triple.
3, 4, 5.
Don't correct.
4, 5.
Thank
six
you.
Six times 3 is 18.
But this is double.
Oh. 7 times 3 is 21.
Thank you.
Blackjack.
Blackjack. 254.
We are down to our last few tiles. Mark has 3 tiles. Brenda has 2 tiles. And I have 3 tiles as well. I'm going to put us out of our misery with this game and lay down pain. Because that's what it's been, playing this game. P-A-N-E.
That's the wrong definition, sir.
Whatever. 3, 4, 5, 6 big points for me.
Plus,
oh yes, I get your points.
You get my 2.
And what do you have? 3 from Mark for a grand
11.
Total of
138, 195, 257.
The winner is Brenda Boo. With 237 points. So
57.
So, Brian, what did you think of this game?
I loved it. It's one of my favorite new games.
Mark, what did you think of this game?
Well, I think whoever designed this board clearly was trying to give herself an advantage.
That's not true. I know the designer as Brian. I can tell you that she is sound of mind and body and not a psychopath.
I would say, these made up words. Yeah, I don't know about all that.
But you're just jealous because you didn't get there first.
Well, thanks for joining us on Game Night, guys. Mark, Musing Mark, thanks for joining us on this episode. Do you want to tell us where we can find your podcast?
Yes, my game-free podcast is called Musings of a Tiprider.
I'm Curtis, and you can reach me at Cecil Jean on Twitter, or email me at curtis@gamenightguys.com.
It's funny how you don't know your own email address.
You're Brian.
I'm Brian, and you can reach me on Twitter at CheapBlueGuitar.
Or you can email us at hello@gamenightguys.com. Until next time. And then we have to insert a non sequitur at the end of the recording.